Good morning, Emmanuel. We welcome you to worship here at Emmanuel on yet another hot, steaming day. Whether you're a regular or a visitor today, please feel at home. We are pleased that we are able to welcome the Cobden and MacArthur families as they come together for the baptism of baby Emily. We welcome you too if you're listening to the recording and send you our best wishes. The Reverend Jeff Gleed is our preacher this morning, and the reading will be read by Alison MacArthur. I have a couple of notices, but most of them are in the weekly news. The prayer group will be meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m., so if you feel moved that way, please come along. And the other announcement I have is that the drama group are putting on a concert. Terry's given me this. It's The Sound of Music. It's on Saturday, 10th of September. It costs £10, which includes the buffet, and all the proceeds go to Emmanuel's finances. It's a donation that we've made to Emmanuel. So if you're interested, please go to pick one of these up at the back, and tickets are available now, I believe. So speak to Terry, and he'll sort you out. And finally, we'll have a few minutes silence whilst I light the Christ candle. And I see Jeff's lit the peace candle as well, which reminds us of all those... someone lit it. Which reminds us of all those who are caught up in conflict around the world.
Good morning. Good to be with you. And it's me all the way through pretty much today again, so I apologise in advance for that. It's great to see a number of friends here, but also great to see the families of Emily here with us today too. Great privilege and honour for me to conduct the service of baptism. It's a warm day, we'll try and keep ourselves cool in all sorts of different ways by thinking the right thoughts. Let's be still and remember God's presence with us now. Friends, we've come together to worship God, to sing our praises, to offer our prayers, and to listen. But we've also come to enjoy each other's company. So may God bless us, each one. Amen. Our opening hymn is from Rejoice and Sing, the Blue Hymn Book, number 45, a very well-known hymn, Morning Has Broken. So we come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we gather here as just a very, very small part of your family throughout the world. Grant that we may know your presence with us now and feel your love through those of us gathered together. Bless, Lord, all that we will do here this morning, especially as we will be celebrating the service of baptism. Bless those who are not able to be with us for any reason. May they know that we are thinking of them. And yes, as we prepare ourselves for worship, we ask that you'll hear us in this short time of quiet, when at the very beginning of our worship we come to share any thoughts or words or actions which we know may have upset others. So we would be still just for a short time so that you hear what we have to say. Lord, forgive us and help us to be more kind and caring, more understanding, loving and helpful in all that we do and in all our dealings with others in the coming days. Friends, I say to you now, know that if you are truly sorry, then yes, you are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And as our Saviour has taught us, so together we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Well, I've got to begin this baptismal service by saying that it was on the 8th of June 2013 that Kate and Marcus were married here in this church, and I had the privilege of conducting that wedding service. And then a little while later, on the 11th of March 2018, young Oliver, who sat in the front row here, was baptized, and you were baptized by me, Oliver, as I told you just now. I put some water on your head, but you wouldn't remember it, I'm sure. Today, however, it's Oliver's sister Amelie's turn, and what an honor that is. I've got to begin by just saying that when Oliver was baptized, I mentioned this, and I'm going to do the same with Amelie, that number one, I'm using the service book of the Reverend Arthur MacArthur, who was a minister and moderator within our denomination. And after his passing, Don kindly let me have this book. And I used it at the two previous services, and I'm using it again today. On the other two services, I also wore a stole of his, but things are getting a bit warm today, so I thought I don't need a scarf on. also, the christening robe that Amelie is wearing, bless her in this weather, was first worn in 1895 by Amelie's great-great-grandmother. And you wore that robe as well, Oliver, and so did you, Don. Yes. I don't know how you got in it, a man of your size, but there we are. You can't remember, no. So there's the backdrop to the service, and we need to remind ourselves, friends, that we're met as a congregation of God's people to administer this sacred service of baptism to Amelie. And we read in the Bible that at the beginning of his ministry, Jesus our Lord was baptized by John in the River Jordan, and in that way he identified himself with us. And after his baptism and his resurrection, he commanded all his disciples then, as he's commanding us now, of course, to go out into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, children, we know that they certainly may not understand some of the things that we're going to do today. But they are already, and this is the great news, within the life of the church. And that Christ claims them as his own is one thing we can be assured. We do read in the Bible that the Lord said, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." As I say, Amelie is not yet of an age to speak for herself. So we've got parents and godparents and your good selves that are going to make promises on her behalf. We're going to ask that she may grow in the life of the faith. So I'm going to ask, first of all, Kate and Marcus to come out. You better bring Amelie with you because she's quite important at this point. And the godparents, be ready, because I'm going to call you out any minute now. There we are. We got a smile, I think. Yes. I'm going to ask you two questions to which the response is I do, Kate and Marcus. In presenting Amelie for baptism, do you confess your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, taking the Father to be your Father, the Son to be your Saviour and Lord, and the Spirit to be your helper and guide? What did you say? Did you all hear that? They did hear it in the front. A bit louder. I told you, godparents, you've got to speak up. I'll ask you the second question. Do you promise, with God's help, to provide a Christian home for Amelie and to bring her up in the faith of the good news of the gospel of Christ? Okay, well done. Now the godparents, if you'd like to come out. And you can stand this side for a minute. There we are. Now we've got Helen, Rich, Jenna and Zoe. Yes, we have. I'm going to stand so that I can see them more clearly and then hopefully hear you all. It is "We Do" at the end. Ready? Do you, the godparents of Amelie, confess your faith in God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit? And do you undertake to provide support for Kate and Marcus in every way you can in the bringing up of Amelie?
We do.
Oh, hallelujah. There we are. You, the congregation, I will ask you a question, and for this I would like you please to stand. Can I also say a nice resounding "we do" is what I'd like to hear. Do you, as a congregation of God's people in this place, promise as far as you are able to play your part in the Christian upbringing of Amelie through the prayers that you offer and the support that you give her and the family? If so, please respond.
Yes.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have promised that you will not only be our God, but also the God and Father of our children. We pray that as you have called us to share your love, so you will receive Amelie, who we bring to you now. Be with us in the power of your Spirit, and so use the water and our obedience to Jesus Christ, that Amelie, whom we baptize in your name, may receive the fullness of your grace and always remain in the number of your faithful people. We bring this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I shall now go to the baptismal font. If you could move round this side now a little bit, and I'll ask Kate and Marcus to come and join me. And you could come and look. You don't have to stand all over there. There we are. Now, if you want to see, please stand. And if you want to take a photograph, I don't have a problem. Okay. Come on, grannies and granddads, if you want to. I'm quite happy if you want to come out. Goodness knows what's going to happen now. Yeah. Anyway, there we are. Hello, darling. Yes. I know. Amelie Marie Elizabeth, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I make upon your forehead the sign of the cross, the sign of God's love for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, now and always. Amen. Friends, you are witnesses that Amelie has been baptized into the fellowship of the church in this place. I encourage you to pray for her, for her parents, her godparents, her family, friends, and yourselves, that we may, in every way possible, do all we can to bring her up in the knowledge and love of God. Amen. I don't walk her all around the church. So we now present you with all sorts of little gifts. I'm going to give Helen the baptismal candle, and if you'd like to light it from one of the two candles, Helen, pull the wick out a bit if I were you. And I'll give that to you, Rich. You can have that. No, don't light the candle. This is the baptismal candle, which I've always encouraged people when I do a baptism to light on the occasion of her baptism, a year hence, and perhaps on her birthday as well. It's just a sign of this particular occasion and giving thanks for all that's happened here today. You can now blow it out because we don't want to waste it too much, do we? I can also give the baptismal certificate to a godparent for now. It's not yours, but you can have it to show that you played a part here today. And I believe we have a posy of flowers coming for Mum and Dad. There we are. Round of applause. You can go back to your seats now. Go back. Well, that didn't go too badly at all, really. I'm always slightly fearful that children of this age, they can see this great big face and a beard and glasses and think, what have I let myself in for? But there you are. Amelie was very well behaved. We have a short word of prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we give thanks for Amelie, for receiving her by baptism into the life of your church. Keep her always in your love. Grant that she may grow strong in body and mind. Protect her in all dangers and temptations, and bring her, we pray, to the faith in Jesus Christ as her Saviour and Lord. We ask your blessing on the parents, the godparents, the family, and all who play a part in her upbringing. Surround them each one, Lord, with the love and the security that Amelie needs. Give them grace and wisdom to teach her your truth, to lead her in your ways. And through their love for her, may they learn to love you more. And as we pray, we commend to you our homes, our families and friends, and this congregation. Grant that each one of us may honour you and love and serve each other. We bring this, our prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The hymn is number 41, and it's again from Rejoice and Sing. It's For the Beauty of the Earth. God has been good to us. We now make our offering. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring to you these, our gifts of money, and we know they're but a small token of our love for you. We pray that you will both bless the gift and the giver in your name, that in some ways we may be able to extend your kingdom, not just in this building, but beyond. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And we join together and share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to sing as a choir an anthem by John Rutter, a living composer. It makes a change for the church to have living composers that they sing to. And it's Look at the World, Everything All Around Us, a lovely anthem, as I'm sure you'll agree when you hear it. It is on our first CD that we made, but unfortunately we've got no more to sell, so I won't plug it too much. Look at the World.
Look at the world, everything all around us. Look at the world, everything all around us. I am reading from Psalm 95, starting at verse 1. This can be found on page 561 of the Pew Bibles. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much indeed, Alison. Can I also, while I'm thanking, also express my thanks to Shelley, who stepped in at relatively short notice, A, to accompany the anthem, play for the offering, and then we suggested, well, I think more or less Friday or today, could she help accompany the hymns? And it adds a little dimension, I think, to some of the music. Thank you very much, Shelley, too. Friends, you don't need me to tell you that we live in a hurting, troubled, frightening, confusing, and very much divided world, do you? And I guess a number of us can spend a fair bit of time thinking about what the future holds for us, and yes, very much for our loved ones. Whether we ever manage to come up with any answers, of course, is another question altogether. Well, this morning, for just a few minutes, I want us to put such thoughts and feelings to one side. And instead, I'd like us to focus on those things which actually give us pleasure and a time to simply dwell in the moment, giving thanks for all that's good and great and beautiful and, yes, can uplift us. And dare I suggest that there's no reason to feel guilty about this, because I honestly believe that we do need time out from the worries and the woes of this world to enable us to cope and to be reinvigorated to face the daily challenges of life. We can do that, of course, in all sorts of ways, but certainly by stopping and listening and loving and sharing together the so many things around us that can change our perspective on life. We simply need to make time in our busy lives to do that. Have a listen to the words of this poem. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round? Or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun in the fading light? Do you run through each day on the fly? And when you ask folk, how are you? Do you really hear their reply? When the day's done, do you lie in bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? Have you ever told your child, oh, we'll do it tomorrow? And in your haste, you've not seen their sorrow. Have you ever lost touch and let a good friendship die because you never made the time to call and say hi? You see, when you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through the day, it's like an unopened gift is thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. And please hear the music before the song's over. I can see exactly how I fit into those words, because I don't know about you, but there are many times when I tend to take all the good things in my life and in this world very, very much for granted. When I'm so busy doing, I miss the moment. But then there are also those times in my life when I'm struck by, say, the awesome beauty of a rainbow, or a field full of buttercups, a wooded glade festooned with bluebells. Equally, of course, there are those times when I take people for granted, especially those nearest and dearest to me. Do you get feelings like this? I'm sure you must. But, well, you see, they're perfectly natural, of course. They're part of what makes us human. There are, of course, again, particular events in our lives which can cause us to want to give thanks. And one of those occasions, which is a real high point in most people's lives, of course, is the birth of a child, isn't it? Now, we know such a gift is not always possible for some. But to those who have rejoiced in the birth of a son or a daughter, there is very little, which I guess would rank above it. And here this morning, of course, we've shared in the privilege of Amelie's baptism, which signifies a new life, a new birth, we believe in the church, into the faith of Jesus, and in, of course, to the life of the church and community. Promises have been made by parents and godparents and all of us here to show Amelie the love expressed through the life of Jesus and to help her grow in her life through faith, we hope and pray. We've committed ourselves, whenever possible and appropriate, to ensure that Amelie is going to be encouraged to learn more about the Christian life. And of course, we would all be ready in our own way, I'm sure we would, to offer the care and the compassion and the love and support, not only for Amelie, but Kate and Marcus, their families, godparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, you name it. When we met a while back, Kate, albeit pretty briefly at your home, I asked you, would you like to choose a hymn? And you said you'd very much like to have For the Beauty of the Earth as a hymn, and we agreed that it could be included today. But you did actually say that ideally you wanted the musical version by John Rutter. Now, if anyone knows For the Beauty of the Earth written by John Rutter, it's a pretty tricky thing to sing. It's got all sorts of rhythms and key changes. And I don't mean to disparage any congregation, but I did say I'm not sure whether they'll grasp it too quickly straight away. So what we agreed was we'd sing For the Beauty of the Earth as a hymn, and we did John Rutter's Look at the World as our anthem today. He wrote both the words and the music to Look at the World, and he's a pretty clever fellow, I reckon. And I want to end in a minute by reading those words that the choir sang, because sometimes they can make more of an impact, can't they? As I said at the start, we know we live in this hurting, damaged, troubled world, where vast numbers of people are suffering, where there are wars and conflicts, and there is oh so much devastation and destruction. The media outlets in every form are absolutely full to bursting point with this. We are constantly reminded whether we want to be or not. But just for now, for these last few brief minutes, when we are gathered here together, let's think good thoughts. Let's think good times and share the tremendous amount of goodness which I believe is still present in so many people performing great and small acts of kindness throughout this world of ours. Let's refresh ourselves with the knowledge and the belief that God is good and surrounds us with beauty and opportunities to give thanks. Our Bible reading and all our music today has centered actually around the beauty in creation, if you notice that. And I want us to hold on to that image and shout yes for hope of a changing world where love and peace and joy and laughter spell out an end to such that prevents growth. How do we begin to achieve that? That's the big question. Well, it's already there, you know. I've just said, in the work of good people doing good deeds. It's there in nature at its very best. I know we're going through hell on earth at the moment with what's happening in nature, but so much of that, you don't need me to tell you, is not God-driven, but humanity as the cause of so many of these problems. But you see, that beauty, that goodness is there in nature. It's showing us that the potential beauty and resources of our planet, if we use them wisely and well, can revive again. We know all about earthquakes, fires, wars, global warming. I've listened to it this morning on the telly and on the radio. We never cease to be reminded of things like the economic situation in our country. And God forbid, that's bad enough, isn't it? And around the world in places, it's even worse. Yes, there are, I cannot deny it, grave concerns for the future unless all these issues are at least tackled and tackled sensibly, and we leave a positive, lasting legacy for Amelie and the generations to come, for which they will, please God, want to thank us. But we really do need to take some time out from all these worries and woes in order to regain our sanity and a sense of proportion, in order to be able to remove a haze of confusion and perhaps hopefully begin to see positive outcomes for ourselves and our world. I hope you agree. Jesus did this, you know, in his life. He often took himself away from the hustle and the bustle and the pressures of life in order to be recharged and ready for the challenges that awaited him. And you know, friends, in my case, if it's good enough for Jesus, it must surely be good enough for you and me. Well, you'll be pleased to know I've said enough. Let's listen again, just to finish with, those words of John Rutter, which the choir sang, and I hope from the point of view of their diction, you got most of the words. But it's worth, absolutely worth, thinking about what John Rutter wrote with fresh eyes. The choir sang this, and this is John Rutter's plea. Look at the world, everything all around us. Look at the world and marvel every day. Look at the world, so many joys and wonders, so many miracles along our way. Look at the earth, bringing forth fruit and flower. Look at the sky, the sunshine and the rain. Look at the hills. Look at the trees and mountains, valleys and flowing river, field and plain. Think of the spring. Think of the warmth of summer. Can't forget that. Bringing the harvest before winter's cold. Pray for the farmers. Everything grows. Everything has a season till it's gathered to the Father's fold. Every good gift, all that we need and cherish, comes from the Lord in token of his love. We are his hands, stewards of all this bounty. His is the earth and the heavens above. There you have it. Well, friends, I'm going to encourage you to stay calm, try and stay cool. Have faith enough to believe that our world and our planet can be changed for the better. And be part of that change yourself. May God bless us, each one. For like Amelie, we are part of this wonderful creation. Amen. I just have a sip of water. And it is only water. Just before our prayers, we're going to sing a hymn that, if you don't know this, I don't know where you've been all your life. It's from the Orange Book. You probably don't need the words. It's number one, and it's All Things Bright and Beautiful. And I think we'll leave out verse 2, The Purple-Headed Mountain. Sorry. So we come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we're coming to the end of our time together. A lot's been said, but so much has been left unsaid. We've talked about the beauty we can experience in nature and also in people. We've made passing reference to the world at its worst. And we know that we can't solve all these issues. But you know, Lord, that we can try to remain positive and live with hope in our hearts. Hearts which can reach out through our lives and through the lives of others. By speaking about those things that are happening, which we know are so very, very wrong. By giving help in whatever ways we can to those in need, or to those people who are trying to support individuals and organizations that reach out to those who are sad or lonely or frightened or confused, or who lack life's basic necessities. Amidst all these concerns, Lord, we sincerely pray that you will guide the leaders and the governments of all the nations
in the ways that lead towards the paths of peace and reconciliation. Because if they can do that, communities can do it too. Give hope and courage to all who've lost hope. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, so that the beauty and nature of Jesus Christ may be revealed in all things. These are just a few thoughts that we have, Lord, but we offer them up to you, confident that you hear. And not only what we've said, you know the many unspoken prayers which we ask in the silence of our hearts. And for this, we give thanks. Amen. Going to sing our final hymn, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing. There will be a blessing, but after the blessing, you'll go, oh no. I would like you to sit down because there's a little piece of music that I want us to listen to and dwell on before I play the outgoing voluntary. And when Liz starts walking down the Bible, if you wouldn't mind standing, because that's the Bible, the Word of God, going out into the world. But so, before all that, we'll sing this lovely hymn, 114, in Rejoice and Sing, Let All the World, that's you and us together, in every corner sing. Friends, go from this church rejoicing. See beauty in the song of a blackbird, the hooting of an owl and the cry of a fox. See it in the opening of a bud and the fragrance of a flower, even the falling of a leaf. In the murmur of the breeze and the rushing of the wind and the howling of the gale, in the babbling of the brook, the rippling of the stream, the crashing of the waves, the peace of the meadows, the freedom of the hills and the grandeur of the mountains, in the cry of a baby and the laughter of children, the hum of conversation, in the pat on the shoulder, the handshake of a welcome, and the embrace of a loved one. Go then, go from this place, rejoicing. Walk with God in the light of love.
May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us, with those we love, with those we find it difficult to love, and with our world, now and forever. Amen. Please sit.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.